是欢迎大家，因为我们今天晚上要学习的是《路加福音》第4章第18节，这是我们要开始学习的。
And we should continue to pray for Karen and her many contacts in Jamaica. They are still suffering greatly from the hurricane.
因为这个里面呢，就是我们要继续为那个，就是说是Karen 和他在那个牙买加的亲戚们祷告，因为这现在呢，在牙买加仍然有一个飓风在那里。
So let's have a word of prayer and then we will study the Bible together.
所以让我们现在祷告，然后开始一起学习圣经。
Lord, we're thankful that we can be together this evening or this morning, as the case may be.
最主要，我们也感谢您的今天，就是晚上或者今天上午，我们可以聚在一起，不管我们在哪里。
And we're praying, Lord, that the blessing of God will be upon us all.
所以我们也祷告呢，神的赐福会降临在我们所有人身上。
We pray that you will help and teach each of us on Zoom at this time. Lord, teach us what we need to know, we pray.
所以呢，主要就是求您呢，就是说，教导我们在 Zoom 上的每一个人，主啊，求您教导我们，我们应该知道的。
But we pray also, Lord, for each of our situations. We think again of Gia and her desire to help her father, both from a physical and a spiritual point of view.
最主要，我们今天呢也特别呢，就是要为马杰祷告，就是他呢现在呢在回国试图去帮助他的父亲，不管在身体还是在灵里。
Encourage her, Lord, we pray, and may her father not only respond to the medication and the care, but Lord, may he find the Savior as his personal Savior.
所以呢，就是主要求您来鼓励他，就是说愿那个马杰的父亲呢，不仅仅只是说是对药物能够起到正常的反应，同样呢也能够接受救助，为他的个人救助。
And Lord, we pray for those in physical distress. We think of the great problems in Jamaica and the fact that many of Karen's family and friends have contact with the problem, some of them probably seriously, others only tangentially, but all a problem.
最主要，我们呢也知道呢，就说是在牙买加呢，现在有个飓风，然后呢，Karen 和他的家人呢，还有很多的亲戚朋友们都在那里，他们中间呢，都在经受那个飓风，所以呢，他们有的地方飓风比较严重，有的地方的飓风呢也比较轻，但是求您呢保护他们。
And Lord, we pray also that many might find the Savior as a result of this catastrophe that has befallen the nation.
所以说，我们也同样的祷告，就是说是很多人呢都会透过这个飓风呢，在这个国家里的经历呢找到救助。
And Lord, we're thankful that Joanna is with us this evening. Her problem's pretty minor, Lord. She's got a cold and a cough, but we pray that you will cure her too.
最主要，我们也非常高兴看到吉安娜就加入我们今天晚上，但是呢，她现在呢有感冒和有咳嗽，所以呢，我们一起请您呢治愈她。
So, Lord, we give thanks now. We pray that you will bring to us those who should be here at this meeting, and we pray that you will teach us from your word.
所以主啊，我们现在献上感恩，我们祷告呢，你会把那些经常呢参加我们学习的人带来，也求您呢教导我们。
And we ask all these things now in the name of and giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这所有一切，并且是献上感恩，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. So again, welcome to all this evening.
再次呢，欢迎大家所有的人。
We are going to study in Luke chapter 4.
我们准备学习的是《路加福音》第4章。
Luke chapter 4. And we got down in our studies last week to the end of verse 17.
因为我们就说是上次学习的时候呢，就结束在第17节。
And I'm just going to go back and just pick up the story so that we understand it. The Lord Jesus Christ has begun his public ministry.
所以呢，我们就是要回顾一下这个故事，所以看看呢，主耶稣基督呢，他刚刚开始他的服事。
He was baptized by John.
因为他被那个施洗约翰施洗。
And then he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness so that he could be tempted by the devil to prove that he was not subject to sin as they were.
所以这个里面呢，就是说他被那个，就是说是圣灵，那就是引领进到旷野里去接受试探。那么说呢，在这个试探过程中呢，也就要证明他并不会，就是说是向罪屈服，就像我们向罪屈服一样。
And then the Spirit of God was upon him and led him back, verse 14, to the a region around the north of the Sea of Galilee.
然后呢，神的圣灵把他带回到，就是说是在第14节开始，在加利利那个海的北部。
And he began his great work by teaching in the synagogues. That's the teaching of verse 15.
因为他刚开始呢，在教堂里呢教导人，这就是在第15节里。
And then you remember, he went home to the city of Nazareth and he went into the synagogue there, as his custom was. He went into the synagogue and stood up to preach.
然后呢，就是你们也记得他回到了拿撒勒，就是他那个长大的地方。然后在这个地方呢，他去到了会堂，在会堂里呢，他站起来讲道。
And then he found the part of scripture that was written by Isaiah. I believe it's Isaiah 61. And so we'll start reading now in verse 18.
因为他刚开始呢读那个以赛亚书，我们就是相信他是在以赛亚书61章里。我们现在要从第18节开始读。
What he read of Isaiah was, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord."
第18节第19节说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他高我叫我传福音给贫穷的人，他差我医好伤心的人，宣告被掳的得释放，眼瞎的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，宣告主悦纳之年。”
So the question is, what did the Lord Jesus Christ come to do? What was his job?
现在问题是呢，主耶稣他来，他做什么？什么是他的工作？
And the beginning, at least, of his job was to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and liberty to the oppressed.
所以至少呢，他开始的工作呢是传福音给贫穷的人，医好伤心的人，宣告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，那些受压制的得自由。
And it's probable if we were to go back, each of us, and say why it was we came to know the Lord, we would find that each of us said, "I'm in one of those five conditions. I'm either poor or brokenhearted or captive or blind or oppressed. Something was like that in my life. That's why I trusted the Lord."
所以就是，如果问我们每个人信主的这样的经历，就是为什么要信主？我们有可能呢，每个人呢都是合于这五种情况之一，就是说这五种情况是呢，贫穷的，我有可能贫穷的，我也可能伤心的，我也可能是被掳的，我也可能眼瞎，我也可能受压制的。所以这就是为什么我来信主。
So I trusted the Lord as a poor boy. I was just a little boy, and I realized I had a huge need before the Lord. And so I trusted him as my Savior.
因为这个我相信的主呢，是因为我是一个贫穷的小孩儿，所以呢，我来到主这里之后呢，我知道我有巨大的缺乏，所以呢，我就相信的主耶稣为我的个人救主。
Others of you might say, I was blind. I was going in the wrong direction. I didn't know the truth of God, but I wanted to know the truth of God. And the Lord opened my eyes. That's He preached to me, and my eyes were open. That's why I became a Christian.
因为其他的有可能说呢，就是说我是曾经是眼瞎的，因为我走在错误的方向上，我不知道主的真理，我想要知道主的真理，但所以呢，主呢打开了我的眼睛，所以呢，这就是为什么我知道了神的主的真理，这就是为什么我信了主。
And quite possibly others of you became a Christian because you were brokenhearted or because you were oppressed by the circumstances of life.
也很有可能，那就是其他的一些人呢，因为你信的，你相信主，是因为你是伤心的人，或者说是你受到了一些压迫。
So we keep that focus in front of us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We keep on preaching. To the poor, the brokenhearted, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed. We keep on saying to them, Jesus came in order to heal all those conditions. We want that for you.
所以这个里面，我们在第16届福音教会呢，我们一直就是在传这样的道，就是说呢，我们要把道传给贫穷的人，传给伤心的人，传给被掳的，传给眼瞎的，传给受压迫的。我们说呢，主耶稣基督他想要把这些情况下的人呢，就是说是让你们得治愈，所以他要来，主耶稣基督来的目的就是给你们，就是自由。
And then verse 19, he quotes from Isaiah 61. He says, My job is also to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
然后在第19节呢，他引用的也是以赛亚书第61章，说我的工作呢，同样要宣告主悦纳之年。
You have noticed that there are two things very important about the truth of God.
所以这2件事情呢，是对在神的真理里是非常重要的。
Number one is the facts, what God can and wants to do for you. Very important.
所以第一个呢，就是个事实，就是说呢，神呢，他可以为你做什么，他要为你做什么，这个非常重要。
But the other is the acceptable year of the Lord. The other is the timing of the work of God.
所以第二个呢，就是主悦纳之年，这个呢，就是神的工作的时机。
The attitude of many is, I will serve the Lord, but I'm going to do it on my own timetable.
所以呢，有些人呢说呢，我准备要服侍主，但是我要在这个服侍过程中，我也按照我自己的时间表去做。
But God says, No, I'm not only in charge of what you do and what you say, but I'm in charge of when you do it. And if you're supposed to do it now, you'd better go and do it now.
所以呢，神就是我不渐渐掌管，就是说是要告诉你呢去做什么。那么说呢，同样呢也告诉你呢，就是时间，什么时间你要去做。如果现在要去做的话，你最好现在就去做。
So the story goes on, verse 20. We're hearing now about what happened in the synagogue that morning. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
然后第20节呢，他就开始讲，他说呢，于是呢，讲完这些，于是把书卷卷起来，交还服侍的，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说：“今天这已经应验在你们耳中了。”
Now, just try to imagine how you would have felt if you were in that synagogue that day.
所以呢，就是你可以去想象一下，如果你那一天在那个会堂里，你会怎么去想？
And you would say, I've been coming to this synagogue for years, but I'm hearing today that the prophecy of Isaiah given 800 years ago is being fulfilled today.
你就会想呢，我来这个会堂呢，就来了很多年了。但是呢，在800年前，那个就是以赛亚所做的预言，在今天就应验了。
Would you be glad you came that morning to the synagogue?
你会不会很高兴那天早上呢，你去到了会堂呢？
If you'd been a week earlier or a week later, you wouldn't have heard this wonderful message that today this very scripture was being fulfilled.
因为就是说，如果你起早了或者起晚了，你就没有机会听到这样的讲道，就是说今天的圣经经文得到了应验。
Is the timing of God, is the acceptable year of the Lord important?
因为这个就是说是那个就神的就时机还有神的悦纳之年是重要的吗？
And the answer is yes. God has got a timetable that he is fulfilling all down through the ages. And it's important that we be on time with God. Don't be late.
所以这个里面呢，就是当然是重要的呢，因为就是在历史上所有的时间，神都呢设立了这样的时间表，就是在什么时候这些预言呢要得到应验，所以呢我们最好不要迟到。
You could be late if you didn't do what God wanted you to do today, today.
如果你今天呢不想去做神要你今天做的事，你就有可能迟到。
And so we've got a twofold responsibility. Number one, to do the work of God, and number two, to do it on time. Make sure you're on time.
所以呢，我们就是说有两层的意义去做神的工作。第一个呢，要确保你去做；第二个呢，你要在按时去做。所以呢，确保你要按时。
Many people will find that they have missed out on heaven because they were going to trust the Lord as Savior, but they just never got around to it. They didn't come on time.
所以呢，有些人呢，就发现他们错过了天堂，就是说呢，因为他们想过要去相信主，但是呢，他们却没有在时间里相信主，所以呢，要确保你在正确的时间去相信主。
So verse 22 says, so all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son?
第二十二节说，众人都给他做见证，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
Now that's amazing, because Jesus had lived with them for much of 30 years.
所以这个非常的神奇，因为主耶稣基督呢和他们一起生活了大概30年。
The community was small. They knew who he was. They just had never seen him in this particular context.
所以这个里面那个城市呢非常小，他们呢互相都认识。那么说呢，他们只是不知道在这样的一个情况下他会这样说。
They knew, no doubt.They knew that he was a good man. They probably knew that he was a skillful man, an intelligent man, but they had no idea that he was the great preacher man that he was on this occasion.
因为他们知道毫无疑问，他们知道他是个好人。他们呢也知道他可能是一个智商非常高的、非常有技术的这样的一个人，但是呢，他们却不知道他在这样的一个情况下他会这样讲道。
And so it's very often the case that when people begin to meet the Lord Jesus, the first thing they learn about him is that he has gracious words coming out of their mouth, his mouth.
因为这个里面呢，就是说，通常呢是这样的，当人们碰到主的时候呢，从他嘴里呢出来的都是那个蛮有恩典的话语。
His words are marvelous, and you read them, and you say it's as the Pharisees' servants who went to arrest him said, no man ever spoke like this man. He's way above the ordinary man. What he says is marvelous.
所以他说的话呢都非常的神奇，你们知道呢，当时把这三人派人去抓他的时候，抓的时候，他跟他说，那就是从来没有一个人像这样说话，所以他们呢，就是他所说的话都是非常的神奇的。
So the first thing we notice about him is that there are gracious words which proceed from his mouth.
第一呢，就是第一个我们知道呢，就是他口中所出的都是恩言。
And then I'm going to read his next section from verse 23 down through verse 27. What is the next theme that he focuses on?
然后呢，我们要读呢，下一个主题，下一个主题是23节到27节，在那个下一个主题里发生了什么呢？
And he said to them, and again, this is Luke chapter 4, verse 23. And he said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country." Then he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land, but no, to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian."
然后刚才读23到27节，第23节说，耶稣对他们说：“你们必引这俗语对我说，医生，你治医治自己吧。我们听见你在加百农所行的事儿，也当行在你自己的家乡里。又说，我实在告诉你们，没有先知在自己家乡被接受的。但我告诉你们实话，你当以利亚的时候。”天闭塞了3年零6个月，遍地大饥荒。那时以色列中有许多寡妇，以利亚并没有奉差遣往他们一个人那里去，只奉差遣往西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇那里去。先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多人长大麻风的，但除了叙利亚的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。
So the first words were gracious words, but then that was followed up by challenging words.
所以呢，首先说的话呢是恩言，那么下面呢，要讲的话呢是具有挑战性的语言。
The Lord usually does that. He shows us how gracious he is, and then he puts his finger down on a problem, and he says, "Now, this is your problem."
所以呢，主呢，他总是这样的。他首先呢讲一些恩言，然后呢，他把他的手指指向他们，说呢，这是你们的问题，你们现在有这些问题。
The Jewish people tended to be extremely proud.
所以呢，犹太人呢，他们总是说非常的骄傲。
They felt that it was that the scriptures, the truth of God, the prophets had been sent to them because they were so good. It wasn't sent to other people around the world. They weren't good, but they felt they were good.
所以他们认为呢，就是说是啊，那个先知们呢，被差到他们那里去预言，那讲给他们听，是因为呢，他们是非常好的人，所以呢，他们是其他的人并不是好人，因为他们是好的人，所以预言才讲给他们。
And so the problem that they had then and still have today is that they say the message of God came to us because we are better than other people.
因为他们呢一直有这样的问题，今天他们仍然有这样的问题。他们就说，神的道呢赐给我们，是因为我们是比其他人好的人。
And the Lord says, "No, I didn't send the truth of God to you because you're better than people. I sent the truth of God to you because I chose you to be the recipients of the Word of God."
所以呢，主说不是这样的，我。 把神的那个真理呢赐给你们，并不是因为你们是比其他人好的人，我想赐给你们，我选择把神的话赐给你们，神的真理赐给你们，是因为我选择把这样的真理赐给你们。
And then he gives them two very challenging observations.
你这里呢，就说是给了一个非常具有挑战性的观察。
He refers them to the story of Elijah.
所以呢，这里指出呢，那个以利亚的故事。
And Elijah was hungry because the king had basically said if he could ever find him, he would kill him. And so Elijah had to hide.
所以以利亚的问题呢是，就是当时的国王说呢，如果找到他，他必要杀了他，所以以利亚必须藏起来。
So he hid in the house of a widow of Zarephath. He hid there. She fed him by the food that he miraculously provided by the Lord.
因为他呢，就是在撒勒法的一个那个寡妇家里藏着，所以呢，他以一种奇妙的方式呢，主呢保护了他，
So it's a wonderful story.
也就是个奇妙的故事。
But it's amazing that instead of going to a widow in the land of Israel or in the land of Judah, he went to a widow in the land of Sidon in Zarephath.
因为这个就是说是当时主呢，他并没有去那个犹大地，也没有并去那个以色列的地方，而是去了一个叫西顿的一个撒勒法的地方。
And the problem is that the city of Zidon is where their greatest enemy in the days of Elijah came from, and that was the woman Jezebel.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，当时呢，就是说是，西顿这个城市呢，就是说是当时呢，以利亚的那个最大的敌人，就是耶洗别所出生的城市。
Jezebel was a Sidonian princess. And the amazing thing is that the prophet was sent to meet the need of a widow who was also a Sidonian, just like the wicked woman who was trying to kill Elijah.
因为现在呢，因为那个耶洗别她是西顿的那个公主，那么说呢，这个非常神奇的是呢，就是说那个保护以利亚，她呢就是说是提供给以利亚的那个寡妇呢，她也是一个西顿的一个妇女。
Where was Elijah hiding?
所以以利亚藏在哪里呢？
In Jezebel's backyard.
就在那个耶洗别的后院里。
Very, very strange. Why is implied here? Why was he not hiding in Israel?
你非常非常奇怪，他为什么现在躲在这里，而不躲在以色列里面呢？
And the implication is that he didn't hide in Israel because the Israelites didn't deserve his blessing.
所以呢，就是原因是呢，他并没有藏在以色列呢，是当时以色列人呢并不配得他的祝福。
And then the parallel story in verse 27 is that Naaman the leper was healed, but there were many lepers in Israel, many lepers in Judah. Why would he, who was a Syrian, the enemy of the Lord, and actually a general in charge of the military, who were the enemies of the Lord, why would he have gone to the enemy camp to do his miracle?
所以这个里面呢，就是类似的故事是，那个以利沙，以利沙呢，当时呢，他治愈了一个大麻风的人，这个大麻风的人呢，他其实上是当时那个叙利亚国的那个就是说一个将军，他是主的敌人。那么说呢，当时呢，唯一的一个大麻风被治愈的就是乃曼，为什么不在犹大或者以色列的人得治愈呢？神呢，为什么要在那个去他的那个敌人的国家的治愈一个将军呢，行一个神迹呢？
And the answer is because Naaman believed in the God of heaven. And many of those lepers in Israel didn't believe in God. They had the Bible. They were God's chosen people in the sense that they were part of that nation, but they didn't have God in their heart.
这原因呢是乃曼呢，他相信神。那么说呢，很多呢在以色列的这样的大麻风病人呢，他们呢虽然他们有圣经，虽然他们呢知道神，但是呢他们内心里他们并不相信神。
What was the Lord saying to the people in Nazareth?
与主对在拿撒勒的那些人说了什么话呢？
He was saying, you pretend that you are God's people just because the word of God came to you, but you didn't believe it.
所以呢，他说呢，你们假装就是说是你们是啊神的相信神，就是只是因为说神的话传到你们那里，但是呢，你们却不相信神的话。
Now, just one aside as we contemplate this, in the city of Nazareth, for over 25 years, probably lived Jesus and Mary and Joseph.
现在就是在这个情况下呢，我们要思考一下，思考一下你想象呢，在那个拉萨勒这个城，大概25年，他们住着一个叫主耶稣还有玛利亚还有约瑟的。
Do you think that they would have made a good evangelistic team?
你认为他们是一个很好的传福音的团队吗？
People often wonder they wonder who would be the best people to tell people about God.
现在有些人呢，觉得呢，就是说，谁是最好的人去跟别人传福音呢？
And so sometimes it's suggested that that this man or this family or somebody else could be a powerful witness for God. They would make good missionaries.
所以有些人说，那这样的一个家庭呢，他们呢就会给神做很好的见证，他们会是很好的一个宣教的团队。
Can you think of a better missionary team than Mary and Joseph and Jesus?
你可以想象出这还有一个的任何的团队比这样一个玛利亚、约瑟还有耶稣组成的宣教团队好吗？
In our context today, we would probably say if Mary and Joseph and Jesus were in our assembly, we'd probably have the fastest growing assembly around. Everybody would want to come to that church.
所以说，今天的情况来讲呢，如果说呢，约瑟、玛利亚还耶稣在我们今天这个教会，那么我们今天教会可能会成为就是世界上成长最快的教会。那么每个人呢，都可能想来到我们教会。
But the people in Nazareth didn't believe Mary or Joseph or Jesus.
但是拿撒勒的那些人呢，他们不相信约瑟，不相信玛利亚或者耶稣。
And when Jesus clearly presented himself, they said, let's kill him.
所以当呢，主耶稣基督清楚地向他们显现自己的时候，他们说呢，让我们把他杀了吧。
And so verse 28, then all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff.
第二句就说呢，就起来撵他出城，他们的城造在山上，他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去。
Is that what you would have expected to happen?
这就是你希望要发生的吗？
And you say, what is wrong with those people? Why would they take Jesus and attempt to throw him off the cliff, having lived with them all those years? He was a wonderful man, and they all knew it.
这些人呢，出了什么毛病吗？他们为什么呢？就是要把这样一个耶稣呢，跟他们生活了大概25年，就说是肯定是一个非常好的人，他们为什么要把他推到悬崖下去杀了他呢？
They marveled at the gracious words that came out of his mouth.
因为他嘴里出恩言的时候，他们都很稀奇。
And then they said, let's kill him.
然后他们说呢，我们把他杀了吧。
Now, many people today have exactly that reaction to the teaching of Jesus.
所以呢，很多今天的人呢，他们实际上呢，有一模一样的反应，对那个主耶稣基督的教导。
They read the things he says, they think that's all very nice.
所以他们读过他所说的话，他们说那这都是很好的话。
And then he puts his finger on their sin and he says, You need a savior, you need to be changed, you need to be healed, you need to be fed.
所以呢，就是说呢，然后呢，他把他的手指指向他们说呢，你们都是罪人，你们需要一个救主，你们需要得医治，你们需要得保。
And the pride of men today rises up against Jesus just as it did way back there in the city of Nazareth.
所以呢，今天呢，这些人呢起来反对主耶稣，就像呢，在当年那个拉撒勒那里，他们起来反对主耶稣基督是一样的。
What would happen if Jesus came to Vancouver today?
如果主耶稣基督今天来到温哥华，会发生什么呢？
Wouldn't be long before we would not only vote him out of office, we would try to kill him too.
所
That's
以呢。
Vancouver.
过不了多久呢，我们不仅呢是说要把他赶出他的办公室，同样呢也要想杀了他。这就是我们当今的温哥华。
All because he would clearly point out the fact that we weren't the good people we thought we were.
所以呢，就是所有的这些呢，都是因为呢，他指出来我们不是好人，但我们认为我们自己是好人。
And so verse 30 is a pleasing and encouraging part of the story. It says, Then, passing through the midst of them, he went his way.
第30节呢，就是对于我们来说是一个非常神奇的，也对我们很受鼓励的经文。他说，他却从他们中间直行过去了。
How is it that they didn't manage to control him and ultimately to kill him?
所以他们怎么样是说是在最终呢？他们先控制他，最终想杀了他呢？
Answer, because he's God, and he was able just to turn around and walk away from them, and they could do nothing against him because he is God. You can't win a battle against Jesus. Don't try.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是答案是呢，他就是神。所以呢，他们呢，就是说是在与神作战。他们与神作战呢，肯定是赢不了的，因为他是神。所以不要试图与主耶稣基督战斗，试的不要试一下。
Now, the geography or the topography of this particular story is interesting.
所以那个就是说是那个地理或者说当时的那种情况关于这个情况呢是非常有意思。
The city of Nazareth is built on a hillside just up the hill from the valley of Jezreel. It's north of the Jezreel Valley.
因为就是说是这个当时的那个就是拉撒勒城呢，它是建在一个山上的，这个山呢恰恰是在那个耶斯热那个北面的耶斯热峡谷的北面。
But between the height of land where Nazareth was built and the Jezreel Valley below, there were some cliffs.
所以呢，因为那个拉撒勒城呢建在山上，那么说呢，在下面有个就是一个峡谷，那么这个峡谷之间呢，这里有悬崖。
And so they said, we'll just throw them over the cliff into the Jezreel Valley.
所以我们就说，他们就说呢，我们就是把它推下这个悬崖，把它扔到杰斯瑞尔的那个峡谷里面去。
Now, the Jezreel Valley is pretty large and pretty wide, but probably just a few miles to the to the southwest of the city of Nazareth is the community of Megiddo.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是Jezreel这个峡谷呢，就是非常的深，非常的宽的。大概呢，就是说是在拿撒勒城的那个，就是大概一两英里之外，之外呢，大概就是当时在美吉多这样一个区域。And
it is a hill arising out of the western side of the Jezreel Valley.
另外就是说是这样呢，是一个就是说是一个悬崖，在那个啊，耶，接着这个峡谷的西面。And
it is referred to in scripture as the hill or the mountain of Megiddo or Armageddon.
这个里面就是说是这个在圣经里把它称之为就是说是啊，美吉多或者说亚美吉多等。
Armageddon is where the great battle of the Lord against the armies of the world is going to be taking place.
所以呢，阿美吉多顿呢是那个主当时呢要跟主将来要跟就是整个世界的真军队作战的那个地方。
And so if you put the two stories together, the story of Armageddon is that the people of the world will be cast down into the Valley of Jezreel, and they will fight against the Lord and lose.
所以这个里面，你把这个两个故事放在一起，就是说，整个世界的人呢，他们要聚在那个Jezreel那个峡谷里和主那个作战，然后呢，主呢会打败他们。
Here you have the men of Nazareth attempting to throw Jesus down into the Valley of Jezreel, the Valley of Armageddon.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这里呢，你有拿撒勒的人呢，试图把主耶稣基督推到那个，就是Jezreel这个峡谷或者美吉多顿的这个峡谷。But
one day, the people of the world, just like those of Jezreel, sorry, those of Nazareth, they will be thrown into the same valley.
但是将来有一天呢，就是说是啊，那个世界上的人，那就像那个当时的那个拿撒勒人一样，他们要被推到这个峡谷里去。
And that is a very important principle. We often say, I am going to judge God this way.
所以这个呢都是非常重要的原则。我们总是说呢，我要去论断神，以这种方式去论断他。
And God usually says no, but I will turn that on you and I will judge you in the exactly the same way that you were going to judge me.
但是呢，就是说神呢说呢不，我要把这个转个向，我要用你来就是论断我的方式去审判你。
Remember the word in Galatians that says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
因为呢，我们要记得呢，就是在《加拉太书》里这样是写的：人呢种什么，他就会收什么。And
one of the terrible things about ultimate judgment is that the Lord will use your own words against you. Those who reject the Lord will use their own words against them. Be very careful what you say against God. God will turn it around.
所以这个里面呢，就是在审判日极其可怕的一件事呢，就是说是神会用你的话来去审判你，也对那些拒绝了他的人，你要确保，就是说是当你说神的时候，你要注意你的语言，因为当时最后呢，神会用你说神的话来审判你的。
Remember, Jesus is the righteous judge, and he can remember what you say and what your arguments are. Don't put together an argument against Jesus.
你要记得，主耶稣基督呢是一个公义的审判官，他呢就是说是会呢就是说是审判你一切的语言，所以呢你要确保你所说的话，你所的你的论点，不要把你的所有的观点呢都聚在一起去反对主耶稣。
Now, verse 31.
第31节。
Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath probably in their synagogue.
你这第三句说，耶稣下达加百农，就是加利利的一座城，在安息日教导众人，有可能是在他们的会堂里。
Now he said to the people of Nazareth that they were going to one day say to him, "Why don't you do in Nazareth what you did in Capernaum?"
所以呢，他们就会在说呢，对他说呢，就是呀，有一天呢，你在拿撒勒里，对他们说的，也要对加百农的说。
And what was it that he was going to do in Capernaum? He was going to do many miracles.
比如说，在亚本农所做的事情呢，他要做很多的，行很多的神迹。
And so now you had in the first verses, you had his first sermon to Nazareth. Now you've got his first sermon to Capernaum.
因为你在他说的那些话中间呢，首先呢，他在第一场道是讲给拿撒勒人听的，第二场道是讲给那个加百农的人听的。
Verse 32 says, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority.
所以呢，就是第32节说呢，他们很稀奇他的教导，因为他的话带着权柄。
Now, his words to Nazareth were first of all gracious. These words to Capernaum are first of all authoritative.
所以这个呢，他首先呢跟那个拿撒勒人讲的话呢是恩言，那么现在呢对加百农人首先讲的话呢是带着权柄的。
And so these are two wonderful things we should learn about the teaching of the Lord Jesus. He is gracious, but he is also authoritative.
所以这个里面，这就是两件事情。当我们学习主耶稣基督的时候，要记得的。首先呢，他是那个就是蛮有恩典的；第二点呢，他的话是带着权柄的。
So he often will speak to people. But he will speak to them in a loving, gracious way. But what he says is, you must do this, and I speak with authority when I say that, he says.
因为主耶稣呢，通常呢，他跟人说话呢，都是蛮有恩典的和爱的。然后呢，他会跟他们说，那就是说是你必须要做这些，因为他说呢，他所说的话是带有权柄的。
Now, we're not told what he said that day, but verse 33 tells us. What he did that day.
因为呢，我们没有被告知他那天讲了什么道，但是33节告诉我们那天他做了什么。
He was in the synagogue, and verse 33 says, Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice.
因为当时在会堂里，第33节说，在会堂里有一个人被巫鬼的灵附着，大声喊叫。
Very strange. What would a man with an unclean demon be doing in the synagogue?
你这个非常奇怪。那么说呢，在会堂里，一个人怎么会有一个巫鬼附着他呢？
The synagogue was the parallel in the Old Testament of the church, the assembly in the New Testament.
所以这个呢，就是会堂呢，就是说是从这个关系来讲呢，内容关系来讲呢，它就像是新约里的教会。
And so you would expect to find in the synagogue those who feared God, those who wanted to follow Moses, those who read their Bible and wanted to learn the things of God. They were the ones who went to the synagogues. The bad guys didn't go to the synagogue, they went to a party.
你会认为呢，就说是那些去会堂的人呢，他们都是敬畏神的人，他们在去到神里呢，去到会堂里是要学习神的真理，是要学习那个摩西的律法。那些坏人呢，他们不会去会堂的，他们只会去参加聚会。
Why would the bad people be in the synagogue?
为什么这些坏人会在那个会堂里呢？
And the answer, sometimes you'll find bad people in the church.
这答案是，有时候呢，你会发现坏人呢在教会里。
Just because a man is in the congregation doesn't mean to say that he's a good man.
所以一个人呢，他在教会里呢，并不意味着这个人呢就是个人。
He may very well have been sent there by the evil one, by the devil himself, to influence that congregation in the wrong direction.
他呢，有可能就是这些魔鬼的派来的，他去影响那个整个教会的人，把他们带到错误的方向上去。
And so when you get into the epistles regarding the assembly, the church of God, you will find many references to the fact that some people in the church have got to be removed, have got to be silenced.
因为这个里面，你后来读到这些书信里面关于教会的这样的书信的时候呢，你会注意到呢，就是说是当在教会里，有些人呢必须要把他赶出去，也必须呢要让他们沉默不作声。
And verse 33 then finishes, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Do you or did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
第33节讲到那个被污鬼的灵附着的大圣喊叫，第34节说：“别管我们拿，那在那别管我们那在那人耶稣，我们与你有什么关系呢？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，是神的圣者。”
So why did they begin by saying, "Let us alone"?
现在为什么呢？从刚开始说呢，不要管我们了。
Presumably, because when the Lord Jesus Christ came, what he was preaching was the problem of sin and the problem of the devil. And this man realized he was preaching against him.
所以呢，肯定是呢，当时主耶稣基督来呢，他是传福音呢，他是那个讲那个的罪，讲那个魔鬼的，所以呢，这些魔鬼呢意识到主耶稣来讲道呢是反对他们的。
And he didn't like it.
因为他不喜欢。
And there are many people today who don't want to go to a church. They don't want to listen to the message because they're afraid that the message will be against them.
因为很多人呢，他们呢就是害怕当今的一些人，是因为呢，他们呢就是不喜欢教会所传的道，他们认为呢那些教会传的道呢，有可能是针对他们。
And this wicked man obviously was not expecting the Lord Jesus Christ to be preaching that day. And so the other thing is that this wicked man said, "I know you, I know who you are, you're the Holy One of God."
另外一件事情呢，这个魔鬼说呢，我知道你是谁，是神的圣者。
But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him.
第34节，主耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。”鬼把那人摔倒在众人中间，就出来了，却没有害他。
So the picture here is one of the authority of the word of God in the assembly, and that which is evil has got to be removed.
所以这个里面呢，就是现在的情况呢，就是这样的，就是说是那些在教会里边的那些邪恶的人，那就是说是因为神在教会里有权柄，所以这邪恶的人呢要被那赶出去。
And so back to verse 32, it says, "For his word was with authority."
因为就是说是回到第32节说呢，因为他的话带有权柄。
Now in the assembly, the truth of God must have authority.
所以呢，就是在教会里，那么神的真理必须呢有权柄。
So we don't read the Bible and say, "That's what the Bible says, so we should consider that." We read the Bible and we say, "That's what the Bible said, therefore we must do it."
所以我们读圣经呢，并不是说呢这是圣经说的，我们要考虑一下。我们读圣经呢，是因为我们要说呢这是圣经说的，我们必须要照着圣经去做。
The Bible is not a book for compromise. The Bible is a book for obedience.
所以呢，圣经呢，它并不是一个妥协的一本书，圣经呢，是你要去顺服的一本书。
Now, This is the first, how do I say it? This is the second reference to Jesus being in the synagogue as the teacher.
所以这是第二个给我们的参考，就是主耶稣基督在会堂里做那个教师。
In the first instance, he puts his finger on the pride of those who had come to the congregation. They felt they were all very good.
所以这个在第一个例子里呢，他把他的手指指向那些骄傲的人，因为那些乃在会堂里的，他们认为呢，他们都是最好的人。
And now, in this second illustration, he puts his finger on the fact that the very devil himself is in the congregation.
所以在这第二个例子里呢，他把这个他的手指指向那个就是魔鬼，他自己在教会里的魔鬼。
So we can note that the great priority of the Lord in the gospel is to point out the sin of those who have rejected him.
所以呢，我们就是说是知道呢，就是说是在那个福音里的那个优先顺序关系是首先呢指出罪。
So the message is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Should not perish comes before everlasting life.
这个里面呢，就是说是我们传的那个信息呢，是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，让一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。那么说，这个灭亡呢，是在永生之先的。
So the responsibility of the preachers in the church is to start with the problem of sin and then go to the solution that ultimately leads to everlasting life. We've got to start dealing with sin.
所以这个讲道人的任务呢，首先呢就是要指出罪，指出罪的这个问题，然后呢再转向到，就是说这是对这个问题的解决方案呢是永生。那么说明呢，我们必须呢传福音呢，让人们呢得永生。
So verse 36 is their response.
第36节是他们的回答。
They were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the report about him went out into every place in the surrounding region.
36节，众人都惊讶，彼此对问说：“这是什么道呢？”因为他用权柄能力吩咐巫灵，他们就出来。于是，耶稣的名声传遍了周围地方。
So they were amazed at his teaching, but they didn't try to kill him as they did in Nazareth. They actually were complimentary of him because he had defeated the devil in their midst.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是当时呢，就是说是他向他们讲道的时候，他们并没像拿撒勒人那样试图去杀害他，因为主耶稣在这里把那个巫鬼赶出来了，所以呢，他们呢向主呢妥协了。
Now, I'm just going to go back to the logic that we've got here. We've got two cities, Nazareth and Capernaum.
因为我们现在要把这个逻辑呢，把它总会一下。那么说呢，我们这里有两个城市，一个是拿撒勒，一个是加百农。
Nazareth rejected him because they saw in him the fact that he had told them that they were all sinners. And proud, and that in fact they had rejected him as he was amongst them as a mature believer.
所以这里面呢，就是说是当时呢，那个拉撒勒人试图呢要杀害他，是因为呢，他指出呢，他们是个罪人，是个罪人呢，就是说是因此呢，他们非常的骄傲，所以他们试图要杀害他。
The people in Capernaum liked him because he started out with a miracle and he's going to do one after another. And they said, "We like this man. He does miracles amongst us."
那个加百农的人呢，就是开始喜欢他，喜欢他是因为主耶稣基督呢，在他们开始那在那里开始行了一个神迹，然后呢一个又一个的神迹，所以加百农人说呢，就是呢他行神迹，所以我们有点喜欢他了。
So, what would people rather have? Do you think they would rather have someone say to them, "You're proud and you're wrong," or do you think they'd like to say, "Hey, listen, watch me, I'll do another miracle"?
所以你认为人们呢会喜欢哪一类的人呢？一类人说呢，就说是啊，你非常的骄傲，你做错了。那另一类的人呢，他说呢，啊，我要你看看，我要在你面前行个神迹。
And the answer is, people love miracles. They like to see miracles. It's exciting. It makes good press. They like to talk about it. So they said, we'll accept Jesus. He can come to our town anytime because when he comes, he'll do some more miracles.
所以，因为呢，就是说是啊，人们呢，他们喜欢神迹，他们喜欢呢看神迹发生，他们喜欢呢那个神迹发生时对他们产生的那种深刻的印象。所以他们说呢，我们喜欢主耶稣，因为我们想他来我们城市，因为他一直给我们行神迹。
So Nazareth rejected him, but Capernaum accepted him because he did his miracles in Capernaum.
所以呢，拿撒勒人呢就觉得他加百农人呢喜欢他，是因为他在加百农所行的神迹。
But how's it end up?
那这样的结尾是什么？
And later on, the Lord is going to have to say regarding Capernaum, "But thou, Capernaum, though thou wert exalted up to heaven, you'll be cast down to hell because you did not believe."
意思就是说是啊，那个主跟加这稍后跟加百农说，你们加百农人有祸了，因为你们本来应该被提到天堂上去的，但你们却被扔到了地狱里去，是因为你们的不信。
The people in Nazareth basically said, "We're a great people because the truth of God was sent to us."
所以拿撒勒的那些人基本上就是说呢，我们是这伟大的人，因为神的真理传给了我们。
The people in Capernaum said, "We're a great people because the miracles of God were done amongst us."
所以呢，那个加百农人说呢，我们也是伟大的人，因为神呢在我们这里行神迹。
And both of them were rejected because they refused the Savior who was behind the character and who was behind the miracles. They said, "We like the miracles. We like it when people pat us on the head, but we're not going to bow to the Lord Jesus."
所以呢，他们这两个城市的人都被拒绝了，就是说是原因是他们就是说是啊不相信这个在后面所做的这些神迹，还有在给他们讲那个就是说是恩言的这个后面的这个人物是他们不相信这后面就让这一切发生人物，他们说呢，我们喜欢神迹，我们喜欢你说的话，但是我们却不想拜倒在主耶稣面前。
So the question always in the Bible is, what happens next?
所以这问题呢，在圣经里总是说下一步会发生什么呢？
And so here we are, verse 38. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made requests of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever. And it left her, and immediately she arose and served them.
38节说，耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家。西门的岳母害热病甚重，他们就为他求耶稣。耶稣站在他旁边，斥责那热病，热病就离开了他。他立刻起来服侍他们。
So put the story of the day together. He goes into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
因为你把这一天的时间呢，把它放在一起，就是说呢。他上午呢去了那个，就是说是在一个安息日去了会堂。
He preaches, and while he's preaching, the devil is declared to be there, and he casts the demons out of this man.
所以呢，就是他呢在那个会堂里讲到这个时候呢，就是说是一个被那个巫灵附着的人，然后呢，他把这个巫灵从这个人里面赶出去了。
And next thing you know, he's at Simon's house.
下一件呢，就是说他去到了西门的家里。
So how do you put those two together?
你们这两个怎么样把它放在一起？
Well, I think Simon was in the congregation that morning and he watched what was going on and he said, Jesus, I want to get to know you better. Why don't you come over to my house for lunch?
所以呢，我认为当时呢，那个时候呢，就是说西门呢，他在会堂里听到主耶稣基督的讲道，他感到非常的惊奇。所以他说呢，为什么你跟主耶稣说，你为什么不到我家去啊？我要了解更多的，我们一起吃个午餐。
What would you do if you saw the miraculous Jesus? What would your response be?
所以呢，你会怎么做？如果你看到主耶稣基督行的神迹，你的反应是什么？
Would you not say, I want him, I want more, come to my house? That's what I want. I've seen what you can do, I've heard what you said, I want you to come to my house.
所以你会不会说呢？你就说呢啊，我想知道他，我想了解他更多。所以呢，我想啊，他要来到我的家里，我想要从他那里知道更多的真理。
What do you think the Lord is going to do when he comes to your house?
因为如果主去到你的家里，你认为那他会怎么做？
He's probably going to start setting things right.
所以他就是有可能要纠正一些的事情。
In this case, Simon Peter's mother-in-law who's sick.
你在这个例子里呢，就是那个西门彼得的那个母亲呢生病了。
Some people suggest she had malaria.
有些人呢认为呢，他犯了疟疾。
Malaria was a very common disease in Israel in those days and since then.
所以呢，这当时那个年代呢，在疟疾在以色列呢是非常的流行的，甚至今天也是。
And the Lord, in his mercy, when he came to Simon's house, he began to help Simon.
现在就是说是借着主的那个恩典和怜悯，他来到了彼得的西门彼得的家。
And when you invite the Lord Jesus to your house, he's going to start putting his finger on things that are wrong, and he's going to begin to put things right, and you're going to say, Thank you, Lord.
那如果说你邀请主耶稣基督去到你家里，他会开始呢指出，那就是说你家里这里错的事情，然后把这些事情都纠正过来，你会说那感谢主。
It's wonderful. The Lord Jesus doesn't come alone. He comes with his blessing when he comes.
所以呢，就是非常奇妙的主耶稣基督呢，他并不是一个人来，他来的时候总是带着他的赐福。
And each of us who've been walking with the Lord attests to that fact. And we say, Lord, it's true. You've really been good to me. I'm glad that I invited you to be my Savior, my Lord, and to reign and live in my house.
所以这个里面呢，我们每个人与主同行的人呢，都有这样的真实的见证。所以呢，我们就说呢，主啊，我们非常高兴呢，我邀请您呢，做我的救主，邀请我做我的主，要求您呢，主宰我的人生，邀请您呢，来到了我的家。
All right, well, that's maybe a good place for us to leave it tonight. We'll pick up the story in verse 40 next time.
你这里有可能就是一个很好的地方，我们停下来。下一次呢，我们要在第40节开始学。
Do you think it's possible that there were some people with malaria in Nazareth?
你认为当时呢，在那个拉萨勒，是不是有可能也有一些人犯了疟疾呢？
Why weren't they cured?
他们为什么没有被治愈？
Because he'd lived amongst them, but they didn't want him. They didn't say, You come to our house for dinner. They said, We're going to try to kill you.
因为呢，他住在他们中间呢，他们不喜欢他，他们也不想要他，他们不想请他去他家那个吃晚餐，他们反而想杀了他。
Invite Jesus in and let him bring his miraculous love with him.
所以呢，邀请主耶稣基督来，然后呢，让他把他那个奇妙的爱带着来。
Well, let's have a word of prayer and we'll go for the day.
所以呢，我们来做一个那个，就是说是结束的祷告，然后我们继续。
Lord, we're thankful for these Bible stories.
最主要，我们感恩，非常感恩有这样的圣经故事。
We're thankful that the Lord Jesus came. We're thankful that he preached. We're thankful that so many turned to him.
所以我们非常感恩的是主耶稣基督来了，主耶稣基督来传道，我们也感谢呢，很多人呢也转向了他。
And Lord, we agree that the folly is turning away from him when they should be turning to him. May we, Lord, may we be those who say, I want Jesus in my life, just like Simon did.
所以呢，主啊，就是我们知道呢，就是说是本来应该转向主的时候，却转离主是愚蠢的。所以愿我们每个人呢，就像西门彼得说的，我们愿意邀请主耶稣基督来我们家。
So we give thanks, Lord, and pray that you will just bless us as we go into the Lord's Day tomorrow. May there be much blessing.
主啊，我们现在向上感恩，愿您呢带领我们，就是说在明天那个主日的时候呢，给我们赐福。
We give thanks, look to you to watch over us for good, to keep us from harm and danger and evil. And we pray that you will bless us each one.
主啊，我们感谢您呢，就说是就是看顾我们，为了我们的益处，也让我们呢，就是保护我们，不让我们陷入邪恶和那个就是危险，看顾我们每一个人。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. So thank you all. Have a good day. Have a good night. May the Lord bless us all.